Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Both First Take and Get Up had some negative things to say about the Patriots. Kind of. And it's both from ex-players, one of whom played here in New England, one of whom played for the Jets. Who should we start with, the ex-Patriot or the ex-Jet?
Let's rub it in the Jets' face a little bit more.
Bart Scott on Get Up does not believe that Drake May is the MVP.
Do you see MVP?
No, I saw a quarterback that has a good coordinator that has designed good plays for him, but I also see a team that have, you know, beat, you know, players or teams with a combined record of 37-66.
Yeah.
Let's keep it in perspective. Now, I did see a very good player, but I wouldn't be surprised, I wouldn't be shocked if they win the division and have to host Kansas City, Baltimore, or Buffalo and get sent home. You know, this is a well-coached team that's playing about as high as they could. And they have a quarterback that's not losing the game. He's able to make plays down the field, you know, 66% in throws over 20 yards or better. That's great because that allows you to get explosives. So that means they can score. I think Stephon Diggs has become the route runner that they need, being able to move the chains and things like that to be that outlet for him. But MVP, I think that's disrespectful to Daniel Jones, Sam Darnold, and Matthew Stafford.
Daniel Jones. It's disrespectful to Daniel Jones. Daniel Jones isn't even the MVP of his own team. What are you talking about? Disrespectful to Daniel Jones. Bart Scott, man, you could have maybe landed that plane with Stafford. Maybe. Darnold, maybe. But Daniel Jones, I mean, you heard, I don't know who that was, but he's like, what? Daniel Jones, what? No way, come on. MVP Daniel Jones, come on.
MVP, I think that's disrespectful to Daniel Jones, Sam Darnold, and Matthew Stafford.
Who's that, Orlovsky? I don't know who that was, but that was funny. That's pretty good. That was on Get Up. Couple of things. Couple of issues with what Bart Scott had to say. And he says, well, they seem like a team that could get Kansas City in the first round and get sent home. That could happen. But that has nothing to do with the MVP race. The MVP is a regular season award, Bart. Like, that doesn't matter if they make the playoffs. If they make it to the postseason and win 13 or 14 games, whatever it is that they win, which that's on the table, by the way. 13 wins is on the table for this team. You're telling me that is disrespectful to call the quarterback of that team that went from 4 wins to 13-plus? To call him the MVP is disrespect. What are you talking about? What are you talking about? What? Like, that's ridiculous. Josh McDaniels is drawing up good plays. Sure. Patrick Mahomes has a guy drawing up some pretty good plays, too. Andy Reid, not sure if you heard of him. Pretty good offensive mind. You know, a guy that Sean McVay, you think Matt Stafford's coming up with all those plays by himself? You think Matt Stafford's in the room drawing up all those offensive plays? You don't think Sean McVay maybe has a little something to do with that? Just a little something there. And Josh McDaniels, I put on the same level as an offensive mind. Not as a head coach, obviously, because how could you? But as an offensive mind, I put Josh McDaniels up there with all of them. with the McVays and the Shanahans and the Turners and, you know, March of Brodas and all those guys. Like, I'd have him in, on that list, absolutely. Walsh, I'd separate those guys who then went on to be great head coaches because that's, you know, you have to if you want to be fair about it. But in terms of their offensive mind and what they've accomplished as offensive coordinators and doing that, it's he's on that list. He's right there. But that doesn't mean that the quarterback shouldn't be the MVP, you know, like that. So what? there's a lot of guys who benefit from good coaching and win MVPs because of the numbers that they put up. It's rare that you have any MVP with some lousy coach or some lousy coordinator, you know, like that. How often do you see that? That's kind of part of it. You know what I mean? So I'm not sure why he thought that was a compelling argument. There's one other thing he said that it bothered me, and now I can't remember what it is. The Chiefs, the offensive coordinator. Oh, and the schedule. It's not, combined record is what it is. But you also have to remember that this was a 4-win team last year. This was a team that was one of those teams.
I think that's disrespectful to Daniel Jones.
What? Daniel Jones. That's silly. And if we want to get real silly up in here, let's hear what Cam Newton had to say on First Take when he was asked about the Patriots as a Super Bowl contender.
It has fool's gold written all over it.
Can we just stop real quick? He is exhausting. Cam Newton is exhausting on that show. He really is. Like, the way it is fool's gold. Okay, Cam, like, can you just, all right, do you have to say everything so dramatically? Like, can we just, right, you know what I mean? And I know that's big talk for me, saying things dramatically. I should probably look in the mirror here. And also, you know, Stephen A., he's known to say things dramatically, too. But at least with Stephen A., it's like, are you telling me? You know, like, he gets all worked up about it. Cam Newton, it's like this long, over-dramatic, come on.
This is some BS.
Like, that's okay. That kind of drama is okay. With Cam Newton, it's like, oh, he's like a little old lady. Like, everybody
has fool's gold written all over it.
It has fool's gold. Okay, Cam, all right, man. Why does it have fool's gold?
Cupic Zirconia, middle of the mall. If you keep playing sorry scrubs, then you're going to have this falsetto of a mentality going into the playoffs. And
time
it
out.
Has one.
Time out. That is not what falsetto means. You're going to have a falsetto going to the playoffs? What?
They're
going to
have really high voices?
A falsetto is like a tone that you sing in. Right? Like, oh, like that's a falsetto. That was the worst falsetto of all time. I apologize. But I just wanted to point that out. I don't know what Cam meant there, but I don't think he quite knows what that word means. Anyways, keep going.
Falsetto of a mentality going into the playoffs, and it has one and done written all over it. Give me the Indianapolis Colts. Am I questioning Indiana Jones? Absolutely. But do I have more concern with the New England Patriots playing five or six teams that have losing records, then going into a situation where now the competition exceeds, you know, what you may have been used to? That's what I have the biggest question for Drake May.
Okay. God, he is exhausting.
Everything y'all know, I know.
E from Brockton in the Twitch chat. Yeah, Cam is extra. He is very extra. From the clothes to the delivery to all of it. Extremely extra. Do people still say that? Do people still say extra? E from Brockton still says it. He's probably one of the coolest people I know.
I'll say it now and again.
Don't even really know him. But yeah, that's extra. He's definitely extra. Definitely extra. And I don't know exactly what the point of that one is either. The Colts have beaten more good teams. Okay. If the Patriots had lost to the good teams that they've played, I'd buy that argument. I would. I'd say, yeah, you know, right? They haven't really proven it against the good teams. If their two losses this year were to Buffalo and the Tampa, and they beat Vegas and Pittsburgh, although Pittsburgh's not terrible, but even still, like just assume, hypothetically, that those were the two losses. The losses were to Buffalo and the losses were to Tampa. I would take, as exhausting as he is, I would take Cam Newton and what he's saying there more seriously. Because there's a precedent. Well, okay, they didn't beat those teams. They do beat the bad teams, but when they go up against the good ones, they don't show up. They can't do it. They don't reach those same highs that they do against the bad teams. And that's just not true. It's just not true. They're not going to have an opportunity for it for about a month. They got three more cream puffs, and then, you know, then it gets a little tougher with Buffalo and with Baltimore in a row there, assuming that those two teams are all good at that point. The way the season's going for the Patriots, I wouldn't be shocked if Allen and Jackson both go down with injuries right before they have to play New England. I mean, honestly, like, it's been a charm season so far. And but you know what I mean? Like, that's not – I'm not counting on that. I'm counting on them to have to go there and or, you know, them come here and they have to play those teams and go up against those MVP-caliber quarterbacks. And can they beat them? We'll see. But the fact that they've gone up against Baker Mayfield and already beaten Josh Allen at one point this year really just – blows up that entire argument for me. It just does. Yes, Joe.
Those are not cream puffs on the schedule. They're what Stephen A. calls
cupcakes on your schedule.
Cupcakes, excuse me. Yes, cupcakes, cream puffs, strawberry parfaits, whatever it is that you prefer to call them.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
617-779-7937. Cam Newton was shouted down a little bit by Ryan Clark, who every now and then Ryan Clark will say something where I'm like, what the hell are you talking about, man? But it seems like he's on the right side of history here when it comes to the Patriots.
Are we convinced, after what you watched, that the AFC, Ryan Clark, is going to go through Foxborough?
Absolutely. I'm absolutely convinced. And it's not just about what we saw last night, obviously playing the Jets. You expected the New England Patriots to operate that way, to execute in the way that they have. But also, let's look at the rest of the season. This is a team that's shown us that they can win in many ways. You have a quarterback right now. I don't care if you're talking about the Patrick Mahomeses, the Josh Allens of the world, the Lamar Jacksons of the world. You have a quarterback in Drake May that's outplayed all of them up until this point, is the leader in, as far as the MVP conversation goes. And you have Mike Vrabel that has instituted a culture here that is don't quit, that show up every day, that's execute every day, and never take a day for granted. Those are the type of things we expect from New England Patriots team. And when you look at their schedule as compared to who is the biggest threat for the number one overall seed, the Indianapolis Colts, it's a much easier schedule down the stretch than Daniel Jones and his team face. It's going to go through Foxborough just like it used to throughout the 2000s.
All right, Ryan Clark, I mean, that's, you know, it's largely what other people are saying here, and that is a much more nuanced and well-put-together argument than anything Bart Scott or Cam Newton came with. Now, I know what people are saying. Well, yeah, they can't all agree all the time. You got to have somebody come out with another angle to all of this. And once you plant your flag, and say, I don't believe in these Patriots, or I don't, you know, I'll be the Patriots hater, you got to stick with it for at least a week or two. I was looking pretty smart after that 1-2 start with my anti-Mike Vrabel and, you know, anti-Drake May thoughts, and now I look like the biggest idiot who's ever lived, which for me is pretty normal, actually. Like, that's kind of how I live my life on a day-to-day basis anyway. But you know what I mean? Like, eventually you just got to tip your cap, say I was completely wrong, which I was, and, you know, God save the king here. Like, this is what we're watching right now. Cam Newton, I don't know what his problem is. I don't know what his deal is. If it's just, you know, trying to be extra and be on TV and give a contrarian opinion, it's got to work on that a little bit, I think. Bart Scott, I get it. I mean, Bart Scott was a Patriots nemesis on the everywhere he went, right? Jets and the, was he on the Ravens too? I think he was, right? Bart Scott. He's a good player. I like Bart Scott. So was Cam Newton too, for that matter, but you know, he didn't have to go up against him that much. Although Cam Newton, when the Patriots had to play Cam Newton, oh God.
There's not 32 guys better than me.
Oh God, oh, yes, there is, Cam. There was at the time. I remember Cam Newton putting a juke move on, I think, Chandler Jones that I'm not sure Chandler Jones ever recovered from. I think that Chandler Jones's jockstrap came off, like, in the middle of the field. Newton hit him with a head fake. It was just the two of them in the open field. And he left him, like, 5 yards off to the side. It was, oh, my God. That was the game where Gronkowski got mugged in the end zone at the end by Luke Kuechly, I want to say. And there was no call. And the Panthers ended up winning that game back, you know, when the Patriots didn't lose a lot of games. And, yeah, I remember Cam Newton just abusing the defensive ends on this team. But, again, that's neither here nor there. 617-779-7937. Let's go to the phones. Jimmy's in Westford. Hi, Jimmy.
Hey, how's it going?
What's up,
so,
Jimmy?
I mean, I think the bottom line of the schedule thing is that, you know, the Patriots have been taking care of business. If they're playing bad teams, they're beating them. They go into Buffalo on their night. And they win. They take Tampa off a bye. They win. And Cam Newton, I don't know if it's a jealousy thing. He can't just accept the fact that they're a real team. Or maybe it's because he knows if Drake May fumbled in the Super Bowl, he'd jump on the ball. And that's about it.
Maybe Jimmy could call. Thanks for checking in there.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.